Hallelujah. What do you call it? When we started this ministry, a lot of people come with their earrings. It's okay. They will hear the gospel, they will change. Don't worry, they will hear the gospel, they will change. Let them come with their necklaces, their... So, for how many years? For how many years? More than 10 years. 8, 9 years. They were coming. But we were noticing some that have been coming for 2 years. Instead, the earring, they get bigger and longer. He said, this is not going to work. Our patient is run out. I stood here. We said, it's okay. From now, if you don't believe that a woman should not put on a ring, and you want to keep coming here to worship, when you reach the gate, you remove it. We will not allow you to enter here with it. And if it is because of a ring, you will not come here. Bye-bye. They go. That is how far we have tried to go to keep in line with what we stand for. And we want everybody to join us. That is the one we can see physically. What of the one that we cannot see physically? If you know any church member that is living with a woman that he has not married, please inform us. He cannot worship with us. He said they are engaged, they don't marry. If you know any man, any woman where they live with man, young girl, young boy, and they no marry, they say they be boyfriend, girlfriend, let us know. The Bible says that when you tolerate, they say there are spots in your fists. They are blemishes in your fists. They are hindrance to spiritual progress of any ministry. When you know and you leave them, you are a partaker of their iniquity. If you're a member of this church and you see evil and you don't talk, it is because you like it yourself. So you are a partaker of that iniquity. The same punishment goes for you in heaven. Because you know our stand. You saw something. I think the Bible says in Isaiah what? Is it Isaiah or Jeremiah? That he that withhold his sword. Yes. Jeremiah 48 verse 10. Jeremiah chapter 48 verse 10. Hey! I'm not even talking well, sir. He said, cost! Somebody shout, cost. Say it again. Now God, the cost now, don't be me. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. Okay now. What does he mean by keeping your sword from blood? That is, you see evil going on and you don't react, you don't handle it to cleanse the place. Who was that man? When the children of Israel, you know, brought an accosting by the thousands, they were dying. The young man, Phinehas, while they were lamenting about the war that had come upon them, hallelujah, one of them went and took another prostitute and passed by and entered tent. And Phinehas saw it. Of course, other people saw it. But there was a Phinehas there. Phinehas took his sword, his javelin, and went there just and saw the man on top of the woman. He nailed them from the man down to the woman. He pierced them, hang it there. Kill all of them. And God looked at it. He was so happy. and then pronounce blessing on Phinehas and his generations for doing that. When there is a curse, there is also a blessing. So if he says, "Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully," it means blessed is he that doeth the work of the Lord truthfully. And then it's also, "And cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood." It also means blessed is he that keepeth not his sword from blood. Yes. When you see it, talk. You know what? You say, I know they. Don't be me. Oh. Me, I'm just serving my God. Oh. Me, I just say go. Me, I'm just serving my God. Oh. And you see bad thing they happen. By doing that, you say you are cursed. Because you saw it. Now, the truth about it is this. Now, even if you are not cursed, you should, if you know the effect, what it does, it affects you. You are in a fellowship and something is keeping the presence of the Lord away. Because God cannot, you know, he said, "A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump." If you leave it there, people will soon pick that influence. People will soon pick that influence. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is the device of Satan to quench the light. We as ministers, we as true children of God, watch it. It's very easy to know a tear. Jesus Christ said, "By their fruits ye shall know them." There is a level of carnality that a child of God cannot get to. You cannot be a member of this church for up to 1 year and then certain things we hear among you. That is evidence you are not a witch, you are a tear. Now you too, personally now, your spiritual life also is the same way like he attacks the church. That is how he attacks you, the individual. And people don't have any parameters to use to measure their spirituality. So because you don't have it, you don't even know whether you are going down and when you are improving or when you are stagnated. When you first gave your life to Christ, were you not on fire? Somebody here. Is that fire still on? As soon as that fire started on you, that old serpent, that old devil started on you and you don't know it. And you always justify yourself when you're already down. So, when they say watch and pray, watch your spiritual growth. The Spirit of God, Christianity, the Christian faith is progress, is dynamic. Every day you are growing better and better and better. You must not be stagnated. Every day something is keeping you, you know, better spiritually, better. But you watch yourself now. Why are you no longer doing those things that you were doing when you first became a Christian? How many hours now can you pray? But you know how you used to pray when you became a Christian, when you received the Holy Ghost. You know now. Is that passion still in you to read your Bible? Now, what do you read when you wake up? It's not WhatsApp. It's not Facebook you go. When you don't read and tired, then you say, "Time don't go." They say, "In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, the whole day is in your hand. Cover myself with the blood of Jesus." Amen. You pick the Facebook again. Because when you were saying that, there was beep, 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 beep for you. Even when you were saying, when you were saying, "Father, in the name of Jesus, today I cover." You have beep, 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 beep. "Father, Father, Father, I cover myself. Cover." Another one. It's IK. I cover myself with a block. Now, mommy. I cover myself. Is that a type of prayer many of you pray? Hey! Philistines are upon you, Samson! Then you say, hey, mama, so tell mama, and I lie. You don't catch, you finish. No more power. You're finished. Watch and pray. Hallelujah. As long as I am alive, unless they commute me as pastor of this church, as long as I remain the pastor of this ministry, some things don't go enter here. Oh yes, some things don't go enter here. That is the truth. Cocaine pushers will not be comfortable here. Prostitutes will not be comfortable here. Adulterers will not be comfortable here. Drunkards and smokers will not be comfortable here. Gossips will not be comfortable here. Murderers and thieves, where they thief their master money, will not be comfortable here. And if you thief your master money, don't bring offering to this church. If not, by the time you finish serving him, he will not settle you. Can take you to somewhere else, but not here. This place, wallahi, if you thief your master money, come put them for our offering box. God will show you, say, let him get this church. And any man sleep with you, can't dash you money, you can't bath, put perfume, can't take her tie, carry Bible like one of us, can't come here, can't pay tithe, pay building offering, pay waiting again. As they leave VG, they go, the relationship will scatter. Okay now. If you not scatter, now go remain like that, no arrangement for marriage. If you wanted to marry before, everything for the marriage will be withdrawn. You go start all over. Okay, what will happen now? Mister, I don't know what will happen. Now I'm telling you now what is happening. Stop coming to this church. This type of church is not for you. I'm just telling you now. Eh? This kind of church. This man, why they talk like that? We need money for building. For building. Who tell you, say, that kind of money we want for this building? By the time we are dedicating this building, we shall say, the prince of this world will come here. But you have nothing to accuse us of. So let every sinner repent. Repent, because some of you are genuine children of God, taking God for granted. Praise the Lord. I want to have a ministry that true children of God will be proud to identify with. I want a certain atmosphere where when you come here, you will not look for the man of God. You will just come, sit down your seat, bow down your head, pray, and take off and go, and there will be answer. Because the God we serve is not standing only here, he is everywhere at the same time. He does not meet you because you came here, he meets you at the point of your faith. William Branham said, it is not just the name Jesus that thunders against the devil. He said, but the life behind the name. If you call the name and there is no life backing that name, behind that name, you become a toothless bulldog. The demon can look at you and say, that Jesus I know. Paul I know, but who are you? So it's important. Many of us sitting down here watching us online, we have been fed up with the denominational system and we have been praying for God to lead us to where we worship. and God brought you towards this ministry. So, what else? Let me tell you, to confirm whether God is here or not, don't come to the altar here to pray. To confirm, sit on your seat between you and God and say something and tell God, use this to confirm your presence here. And please, the reason why you want him to confirm is to enable you make a decision you want to make in serving him. And when he does that, then serve him with the whole of your heart. We are serving a God that is available. He's available. He's available. He is available. And so that scripture there is saying that let the two groups grow together. That is why you are seeing everybody, all manner of things manifesting in Christianity, but nobody can defeat the purpose of God. At harvest time, he said there will be separation. And the separation is not with the hand like this. And you will come from heaven, tower, all the prostitutes to my left, and all Bride Assembly members to my right. Because some people think that they will go to heaven because they belong to a Bride Assembly. Some people think that they will go to heaven because they belong to a particular church. Nobody is going to heaven because you belong to any ministry. The ministry you belong is only supposed to help you. Help you to go to heaven. That's all. It is no more about church. It is more about the relationship that you have with God. Relationship with God. Such that if you don't find any church to attend, sit at home. And please, let me just tell you, people who take that decision are people who mean it to serve God. They are always more serious than many people who go to church with God. And to answer their heart desire, God raised up a ministry like this and gave us the media, the satellite platform, and the internet streaming for everyone all over the world. And we are encouraged the more by the testimonies. Many of them say they jam us as if by accident. Some of them after prayers. Some of them, one way or the other, something supernatural will happen. Our brother Peter in Cameroon, you are watching us now, I'm sure. He said the first day he jammed the station, he said, I was criticizing his pastor. He said, nonsense. Put it off. That is the type of Christianity we have. There are some people here, if you say anything against Pastor Moses, they are ready to kill you. Idol worshippers. Instead of hearing what the person is saying, whether what he's saying is making sense or not, the fact that they mention Pastor Moses. I heard somebody say, you can say anything, but if you come to my Pastor Moses, I'm ready to die with you. I heard it. And that person thinks he's a Christian. Unknown to him, Satan has turned him to an idol worshipper. Now, Pastor Moses, now he died for you, Abby. At the mention of the name Pastor Moses, that's your God now. You see the stupid thing people do, and they still carry Bible and know nothing about Christianity. And so he said he changed it. Another time he entered house, he saw it, he said, change that channel. He put the second time and he didn't hear me that. Again. Then rain fall, thunder strike. Baka! All the channels went off. Only Bright TV remained. Hallelujah. He said he called the technician, but how many days the technician no come? See, this is the only channel left. He said, okay, make you cuckoo the money, make you hear what in this critic they talk. And from there he said, from that day you no go in church again. Praise the Lord. He is the one that spearheaded the crusade that we went to Cameroon last year. Uses all his money to finance this. Raised up a church there in Bamenda, Cameroon. And then through that program, we ordained 28 other pastors from different areas in Cameroon that have come across this and are following this. Praise the Lord. Well, that is just a little admonishment, but to let you know that the end of it all, there will be a separation. And it is the Lord Himself that does the separation. And that separation is taking place now. Hallelujah. That separation is taking place now. And it is using His reapers. He's using His servants. There are some churches that are gathering theirs, while some ministers are gathering the wheat. How do we know it? One is heaven conscious in their vision and focus, while the other one is earthly conscious. They are the tares, because they have no place in heaven. So they own how to sow and reap here. Prosperity, prosperity, prosperity. Praise the Lord.